His Worship, Mayor Gord McLeod of the town of Fairview, joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. A meeting happened at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites last night on the topic of the closing of the Northwestern Polytechnic campus. How did the meeting go?
Actually, the meeting was very well attended. I would say it was standing room only, so there's probably 400 to 500 people in attendance. The crowd was very supportive of what the town MD and the other organizations are doing to try and save the campus. There were speeches from various organizations that some of the students who were in the programs this year spoke up about their thoughts. There were some former staff and students who spoke very humbling about how great the college is and what a loss it would be to the community and the students themselves.
What was the initial reaction from the town, MD, stakeholders, and the general, the general public when the news first broke that NWP was closing their campus there?
I would say it was shock and disappointment that nobody actually really seen this coming. Until the announcement came out, there was no consultation with the town, the MD, or any of the users, or I do believe industry. So nobody really knew anything about it until the announcement came out on that evening.
How big a step do you think it was for the town to write a letter to the provincial government saying, hey, this thing is closing, what's going on?
We're not the only ones. The MD of Fairview wrote a letter. Village of Hines Creek wrote a letter, and Clear Hills County is also doing a letter from our area here. There's lots of other municipalities that are going to be probably writing letters too. There's an upcoming meeting with both the Northern Alberta elected leaders who are going to be discussing it on Monday. And I think you're going to see probably more support coming from the north. The provincial government wants to, they say they want to support rural. And having Fairview campus potentially close isn't ideally what the provincial government is preaching right now and supporting rural, that if they don't do something with the Fairview College campus or NWP Fairview campus, they want to support local or rural, then they shouldn't be, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be closing the campus and moving it to Grand Prairie, which is a big urban.
Having said that, Your Worship, how pleased are you that the other jurisdictions are jumping on board with perhaps the town and with everybody around the area saying, hey, we support this campus and let's keep it open?
Well, it's going to be a loss for rural, and it could be the start of other colleges potentially maybe even closing around the province if this goes through without any consultation. You know, smaller satellite campuses in other areas could also be hit and saying, well, if they can do it here, why can't they do it other places? So it could be far more reaching than just Fairview alone.
Is that the next step that is being taken by the town, is that the hope that consultations take place sooner rather than later?
Well, we're trying to get a hold of the minister to have a discussion with him, our MLA, Todd Lowen, the forestry minister. He's working with us on this. He's fighting hard for us to try and figure out what we can do. He's had, I believe, meetings with the Advanced Education Minister. I think he's even talked to the Premier and some other colleagues from around the area here who are supporting us in that. And we're hoping that this next week at the Alberta Municipalities Conference, we're hoping that we can maybe try and set up a meeting with the minister. And I know our MD is also trying to set up a meeting with the minister at their meetings or their convention coming up here the week after.
How optimistic are you that the meetings will go well and a solution for the best can be made?
Well, we haven't officially got notice that we're going to have a meeting yet, but we're hoping that we can have some good dialogue with the minister, and if it comes about, see what options there are. Whether it's potentially standalone facility, if we partner with another facility, or what. The spirits are very high. The cooperative group that spearheaded the meeting last night, they're working hard to get some petitions done to continue with the letter writing campaign to show the support for the Fairview campus. And we're really hoping that when it all comes through, that the students will still be here next year, and the college will continue to operate in some fashion.
I appreciate this. His Worship, Mayor Gord McLeod of the town of Fairview. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.